The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis 54b discusses the concept of Birkas Hagomio, the bracha one makes when they save from what the Gemara calls four different types of treacherous situations. Number one, Yordei Hayam, you travel by the sea, presumably on a boat. Hochei Midbaros, you travel in the Midbar. Someone who is sick and recovers. And someone who is in jail, captured, and then released. So the Gemara says, in these four cases, one recites a Birkas Hagoma. Interesting, Srichim Romar, there's a Machlokas, the Magen Avram, and the Prima Gadin, whether this is a Rishus or a Chova. The Magen Avram seems to say that it's only optional. You don't have to make Hagomel. If you're overjoyed, if you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're saved from this danger, you make it. While the Prima Gadin seems to say, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, he seems to learn it's a Chova, not a Rishus. Others argue it says Tzrichim, it doesn't say Chayavin. So either way, it's a machlokes achronim between the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadin. Whenever the situation warrants a Birkas Hagomel, are you mechayev to make a Birkas Hagomel? Or is it a davar rishus? Or is it optional? So, what is the nature of the din here? What's the geder hadin when we say someone has to make a Birkas Hagomel? So let's take Hochei Midbaros. People who travel through the Midbar. So what does that mean? So there's a Ramban, Nechmanides, who learns that the Midbaros doesn't mean literally only going through a desert, but even if you travel on intercity roads, they require, you go Holech Meir Leir, you go from city to city, you require Hagomel. What's the basis? So there's a famous Yerushalmi that says, Kol Hadrachem Becheska Sakana. All the roads have a chazaka of danger, and therefore it's not limited to Midbaros, but any travel that there's a chashash sakana, there's a certain element of danger involved. We'll get into details how much of a danger, but more than the regular danger. So therefore, that's based on Yerushalmi, that if you're Becheska Sakana. And that's what I think, Yerushalmi and Brachas on Perek Dawud Halacha, Dawud and Yerushalmi. And therefore, that's what the Ramban writes, based on our Pasuk in Tehillim, that you have to recite Birkas Hagom. In fact, that's what the Ramban and the Avidrum write, that's the Minak Svard. And again, when you have Minak Svard, that means a lot of things, but at least some Svardim, they recite a Birkas Hagom on any out-of-town trip, based on this Yerushalmi. However, the Rush disagrees, and this seems to be the Minig Ashkenaz, he disagrees with the Ramban. He says, what are you talking? It's true the Yerushalmi says, Ko Hadrachem Becheska Sakana, that these highways are assumed to involve danger. But that's talking about a different halacha called Tfilas Haderech. So anytime you travel between cities, so therefore you can make a Tfilas Haderech. But when it comes to the halacha Birkas Hagomel, that's not the same category. It's not enough to be Becheska Sakana. You have to actually have a much stronger, it has to be something more common. Shchiach Sakana has to be more ruggle for it to happen. And therefore, the Rush's opinion, Rush or Beno Yona, they write that to the minig in France and Germany, the practice was not to make a Birkas Hagomel when going from one city to the next. You know, because they felt it wasn't, it's only b'cheskas sakanas, you'd make a tefillah sadera, but you need more than cheskas sakanas. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokes, the Ramban and the Rush, among other Rishonim, on what is the nature of the din. Is it enough that to be b'cheskas sakanas, or you need more? What is the nekuda? So that's what the Rush writes, and this is the main nekuda, because the Ramban seems to learn birchas gomel. He compares it to the halacha of a karban toda, that one is saved from these situations, one has to bring a karban. So the Rush writes, birchas gomel equal karban toda. It was nisaka, and it was instituted based on that. And therefore, apparently, birchas gomel only has to do when you're a greater. It's a case of, it's a higher level of sakana. It's a place where objectively it's considered dangerous. In contrast, is walking on a road, which is only becheska sakana, which really is sakana. And the Ramban seems to that no, it's not nothing to do with birchas gomel. It's a separate din. It's a din that Chazal instituted that when you're in a certain level of danger, you have to repeat birchas gomel. We'll see. There'll be a further machlokas we've shown him, whether Dafka applies to those four or not. But let's stick to the four things the Gemara said. So it's a machlokes, Ramban and Rush, how you interpret Hochei Midbaros, whether it's, so the Rush seems to limit it to Midbaros, because that's more of a higher level danger than it is this traveling intercity. And the Ramban seems to say, no, even intercity, which seems to be the practice of the Sfardim. That's why I think the Bir Halacha writes, yes, as we'll, when we get into Yerdei Hayam, you have to recite Birchas HaGomel. So the Bir Halacha discusses in that what about if someone's taking a short trip by river on a raft. I think you're taking a short trip on a raft, maybe a boat, but you're not going through an ocean. Does one make a Birchas HaGomel? So assuming, you know, no special danger happened, it's the regular trip. So the Bir Halacha seems to say it depends on this above Machlokes, seems to be the Machlokes Rush and the Ramban, but Machlokes Ashkenazim and Sfardim, whether one should recite a Birchas HaGomel on this short, you know, is it compared to the intercity land trip. According to the Minhag Ashkenaz, one would not recite it. It's like we don't make a Bracha HaGomel on intercity, so you should make it. You're not going over oceans, it's just over a river. And according to the Minhag HaSfard, so perhaps, it's like for even for an intercity trip, one would have to make a gomel. So too on this, it could be, you know, could, again, that would be a Nafka Mina, perhaps, is whether you're taking a short Yerdei Hayam, if you're taking also like a going on a river on a raft. So again, so what's the Nekudas HaMachokas? It seems to be, if you hold Birchas HaGomel is in lieu of Karban Todas, you need a higher level of danger. If you dishold it, it's Mesakan, now it's dangerous, so perhaps, you know, you only need Becheskas Sakan as opposed to Shchiach Sakan, however you want to define that. What are some other nafkaminas between the Ramban and the Rush, or more importantly, whether you hold Birchas HaGomel is in lieu of the Karban Todah? So, I think it's the Rambam, others bring down that one should stand during Birchas HaGomel. So the issue is, why does one have to stand? It's a general issue on a Birchas HaMitzvah standing by Sfiras HaOmer, they're learning that from a Pasuk. But putting that aside, you know, so why over here? Birchas HaGomel isn't a Birchas HaMitzvah, number one. I guess it would be a Birchas Shavach Valda. So the question is asked, so why do you have to stand for it? It's always okay. You can stand, but it seems to be like you have to stand, or you should stand. So some point out based on the Pasuk. I think the Bach writes, it says the Moshe of Zakenim, the Pasuk conscious, the Zakenim are sitting, and those who praise God are, it doesn't say the word the sitting, so we learn out the implication being that when you're doing a Birchas Shavach Adah, you're doing a Birchas HaGomel, one has to stand. That's what the Bach writes. The Chasen Sofer writes, like the Rambam says by Hilchos Megillah, the reason why the Baal Kol stands is because it's Kavanat Tzibur. So too over here, as we said, as we'll see, that you have to, we'll see in a minute, that you have to do it, the minhag is to do it in shul in front of 10, so therefore Kavanat Tzibur. But however, based on the Rush, we have a very simple reason, is since by the Karban Todah, by the Mizbeach, they used to stand when they brought the Karban Todah, so too, according to the Rush, it's Gushi Tason. And according to the Ramban, then either he's Chowek, either if he holds you standing, it's either he could, you know, we're either the Svara of the Bach or the Chasim Sofer, or he could be Chowek on it. But that's if you hold B'mak in lieu of Karban Todah, so then you would stand. Getting back, I said, the minig is that one does Birkas HaGomel. Well, the minig is you try to get an Aliyah, and you do it. Well, you do it at Kriyas HaTorah, usually after Kriyas HaTorah, and you try to get an Aliyah. But if you don't get an Aliyah, you just come up and you do it afterwards. Everyone can't get an Aliyah. So the question is, why do you do it by Kriyas HaTorah, you know, at the Bima? So the Beis Yosef quotes, I think from Orchas Chaim, others, that you need a Sibur. So to say Birchas HaGomel, you can't just thank God privately. It has to be a public declaration. So just like we know, Kriyas HaTorah needs a minion. So too, it's automatic. If you do it at Kriyas HaTorah, you know you don't have to worry about having a minion. And the Tziv has a Bechidish in the Meshav Dover. He's clearly working with Shitas HaRush. That says no. Because since we have a Chazal or sources that compare a Sefer Torah and a Bima, the Shulchan with the Sefer Torah is like Doma L'Mizbeach, so too Birchas HaGomel is compared to Karban Todah. So just like so therefore we want to have it with the Bima and Torah in order to remind us of Birchas HaGomel. So we have either because like the Netziv, we say it in shul because it's specifically the minig is by Kriyas HaTorah because we want to remind us of the Karban Todah. And the other issue is standing at all. According to, based on the Rush, just like we stood for the Karban Todah, we have to stand for this. And the Rambam could agree for other reasons, but not because it's in lieu of the Karban Todah. Another nafkamina would be the Chasam Sofer raises is what about. Also, they discuss it with El Pesach, with the Hallel night, but the Chasam Sofer says, he quotes a Chacham Echad, that based on the Rush, since we don't bring Karbanos at night, so therefore we don't bring Karbanos at night, we didn't bring the Karban Todah at night, so therefore we also shouldn't say Birkas HaGomel at night. And that's what he quotes. However, he himself says, that you don't, you know, like, even if you're going to compare it to then you have a further debate among the Achronim in the Rush, how literal do you take it? In other words, does it mean everything we learn out from the Karban Todah? It could be fundamentally with the Karban Todah, but maybe you could, maybe Karbanos you can't say at night for other reasons, but maybe but the Birkas HaGomel isn't an issue. In fact, that's what the Maram Shik writes, that if that's the case, our minhag seems to go against it because they don't bring Karbanos Yachid on Shabbos, and yet we do the Birkas HaGomel on Shabbos. So we're going to take it literally, we shouldn't do it on Shabbos either. So again, so another possible distinction. So we said you don't do it at night. We said regarding standing that if the Karban Todah we stood, so therefore that's why we stand. If not, maybe you don't have to. We said specifically doing it by the Sefer Torah in the Bima because it reminds them of Mizbeach. Then we have Laila. However, the question is, you know, how serious do we take it? It could be that it is connected to Karban Todah, but it doesn't mean every halacha goes along with it. It's only because you could argue because there's no Karban Yachid, but since Birkas HaGomel, fundamentally, maybe you should bring karbanas, but a karban yachid you can't. So therefore, but however, doing a birkas hagomel isn't involving any malacha. So therefore, you could argue maybe it's not an issue. And as well, there's a further discussion among the achronim, the rishonim, is there a length to the journey or not? Like, how long does it have to, like how long do you have to say Birkas Hagomel once you're in a situation which requires you to make a Birkas Hagomel, or according to the Magen volunteer, according to the Prima Gadin, have to? Could I do it like a year later or 6 months later? Is there a statute of limitation? So the Beis Yosef quotes in Ramban that you have a 3-day limit. And that's because that we assume that why 3 days? Because the 3 days you're still feeling the whether it's jet lag or the excitement, you still feel like it's part of your trip. Like you're still connected to it. After 3 days, you start losing connection, so therefore you want to thank God when you're feeling it the most. You still have the feeling. However, the Rush disagrees and says there is no statute of limitation. Maybe he agrees it's, you know, like the Shulchan Aruch says, nachon, to do three within the first 3 days, because you might as well follow the Ramban. But Lamaiso, we go with the Rush, so you have after 3 days. And the Magen Avraham goes so far as to say it's better to do it, even though we say the minhag is to do it bizman kriyas haTorah at the bima, but if the choice is waiting 4 days and doing it, or a week and doing it in shul versus doing it right away, nachon, it's better to do it right away. And so that's the issue. And when it's good, the Ramban is saying is it's just a din abab in aderech, 3 days, the sakana, you're feeling it. So there's no reason, so we want you to do it right away within 3 days. That was a takana. But if you can go with the Rush, it's rule of the Karban Todah, so then why should there's no 3-day limit on the Karban Todah? There's no 3-day limit on the Birkas Hagomel as well. So we pointed out there's a major machokas, the Ramban and the Rush, in terms of what is together, what is the nature of the din of Birkas Hagomel that we see, because the Ramban holds that Hochei Midbaros isn't limited to Hochei Midbaros, it applies to even intercity travel, going from one town to the next, as we'll see also to Yerdei Hayam, who go in a little raft, you stay at a raft in a river as well. So the Ramban writes that we see from the Yerushalmi, the source is Kol Hadrachim Becheskes Sakana, since all roads are Becheskes Sakana, so therefore one has to say a Birkas Hagomel on any type of trip. Perhaps we'll see in the Achronim about the Yosef, maybe it has to be a 72-minute trip in order to fulfill the requirement, assuming there's no danger, you know, in between. So that's what based on the Beis Yosef, who writes, you should not make a Birkas Hagomel or even a Tfilas HaDerech if it takes less than a parsa, about 2.5 miles, outside the city. So therefore, they say today it means about any Birkas Hagomel. So therefore, based on this, the Sfaradim say you only make a Birkas Hagomel on an intercity trip that takes at least 72 minutes. This will make a difference on how you're going, whether you're in a raft or it's in a car. So therefore, they would say you make one in the raft, and the Ashkenaz would say, no, they go with the Rush, that's only Tfilas HaDerech you say, but you don't say Birkas HaGomel. Because the main issue of the Rush is that Birkas Hagomel is in lieu of Karban Todah, where the Ramban seems to learn it's a different Nakuda. And we discussed the differences, you know, someone in a raft, same thing. If you're in a raft, so then the question is, you know, whether it's considered, you know, how far do you take Yerdei Hayam? So they also extend Yerdei Hayam can mean even a raft, and even it's a river. And like they had cases where they asked people, and others say that no, like the Rush, the base of Minhag Ashkenaz is, no, that's, that it wouldn't be enough to require. It's not becheskes rakana. I mean, it's only becheskes because you make a tvias aderech, but you will make a birkas agomel. So with nafgamina, in terms of intercity travel or on a raft in a river. And then we said the difference is in terms of whether one needs by karban tov, do you need amida? So the question is, do you need amida by birkas agomel? The minhag of doing it by kriyas haTorah, according to the Netziv, is because of the bima, and the kriyas haTorah is like corresponds to the mizbeach. And then we had the issue of laila as well. But you can do birkas haGomel on that because carbon told you can't. The question is how literal, you know, do we connect it to in terms of carbon toda and Birkas HaGomel. It might be fundamentally true, but maybe Birkas HaGomel is different. And also the Machlokes, the Ramban and Rush, is there a statute of limitations to say it? So according to the Ramban, you have 3 days, and according to the Rush, you have longer. Again, to the same issue, since by the Karban Toda there was no statute of limitations, so too here. Those are some fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and the Rush, and it would explain all these different nafkaminas. There's another further, we'll have to get into a further discussion about machlokas Rishonim. Is it dafka these four? Is it dafka Yorde Hayam, Hoche Midbaros, getting out of jail and getting better? Or is it any type of dangerous situation? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. The reverse seems to say it's Rav Dafka these four, but any dangerous situation. That's why, because it's Machlokes Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber Paskins, even though I haven't seen this done, that if it's not one of those four, and it's a dangerous situation, they make the bracha without the shame Hamachos. And our minig is, and that's what Mishnah Berurah brings down, and other Achronim, our minig seems to be, is on any sakana, it doesn't have to be the four, is we make a birkas agomel on any sakana. That's another major machlokas Rishonim in terms of whether we make a birkas if it's not one of those four, would you make a Birkas HaGomel? Another interesting question that Minchas Yitzchak raises is one who travels daily. I think his case was he lived in Copenhagen, and because of Parnassa, he had to travel by on the Baltic Sea, and he wanted enough every day. It was a daily thing, he had to make a Parnassa. Does he have to make a Birkas HaGomel every day? Is that considered Yorde Hayam? So the Minchas Yitzchak discusses the famous Avnei Nezer, who has a shayla on the text of the Birkas HaGomel. Chayavim HaGomel Chayavim Tovos. What's the HaChayavim? So why do we say in the bracha HaChayavim Tovim that one is guilty, one Yechayev? So the Avnei Nezer raises two possibilities. He says, the person feels he's compelled to travel because he has to make a living, or for some other reason. In this case, it was Parnassa. So the shaila you have to ask yourself is, why is God making me make my Parnassa going through the water in a potentially dangerous situation? So that's what HaGomel Chayavim, the person should think about, do tshuva and think about, like, why do I have to make a parnasa? Why did God do this to me? That's HaGomel Chayavim. Or, not that you're compelled to do, and therefore, the other pshat is, since he could have avoided the trip, and he's guilty because he's voluntarily putting himself into unnecessary danger. So either, if you don't have to go on the trip, so you're gomel chayavim because you're putting yourself in added danger. If you have to go, why do you put in a situation? That's what Avnei Nezer learned. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes that if this based on the Avdini, that's why there are four things in the Gemara, Yorde Ayam, Hochem Ibaris, etc. That's why you say Hagomel Lachayavim. And therefore, the Minchas Yitzchak concludes, if you live in a place where you're taking a little boat ride every day to your job or through the water, you can't label that person Chayavim because that's the normal practice. If that's the way people normally do it, you know, back in the day it was Hochem Mibari Yorda Ayam, that wasn't common, I guess, but if you're in a situation where the common practice, if you live there, you have to travel to do your parnasa, so therefore Agomel Chayavim doesn't necessarily apply to you. So that's another Machlokes in terms of if it's limited to specifically those four. Or does a carbon toda apply to any type of dangerous situation? We'll have to continue on, which is a very contemporary issue. Not that the other part wasn't contemporary, but specifically airplane travel. Does one have to recite Birkas Agoma on a flight? Does it make a difference if he's going to Israel, Florida, a short trip from New York to Buffalo, Seattle to Vancouver? Does that make a difference crossing over the water, or you don't cross over any water? How does that fit into the question of making a Birkas Hagomel Bizman Hazeh? We'll see. We're going to have three opinions or three basic shitas in terms of whether you make a Birkas Hagomel on air travel.